the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Israel Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. Wow, what a great greeting. Asura. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. Wonderful, wonderful day. And great praise to Yahweh to start this. I hate to see the world getting in such a mess, but I know that it must. And may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. They said they had to get that on tape, the first part of the news media's speech there, so they had to play it three times. I'll get my breath here in a minute. If you'll be turning over to Revelation 7, we're really facing some critical times right now, but the worst time of the wars that prophecy speaks of is right upon us, the great nuclear wars. At the same time, we see the house of Yahweh in Scripture at work. The prophecy that says, in the last days, I will establish my house. Then there's about 1,000 prophecies that go with this from Genesis to Revelations, showing the names of the two witnesses, the names of the locations where the house of Yahweh would be established, the time period it would be established. All these details are given in prophecy. And of course, their work is to forecast the peace that Yahweh has that he promised mankind to begin with, which was rejected for 6,000 years. This also was prophesied so Yahweh could let mankind go his own way and prove to himself what sin brings. Well, what is sin? What is sin? The preachers like to discard sin and righteousness. They hate those two words, but they have great meaning in the Holy Scriptures. Sin, of course, 1 John 3:4, a New Testament, as they call it, is actually book 2 of the book of Yahweh. Search out the scriptures and read. The prophet said, it's a book of Yahweh that you must search out. That's what its name. And there was two volumes of it, one inspired by the Savior, the other one inspired by Yahweh, to be written both for us in available in the last days, your prophecy says, your Bible says, the Bible and the book of Yahweh says, in the last days, now salvation is come. Of course, no one pays attention to that, but because Billy Graham had a million soul crusade that saved souls by the millions. Now they're dead and waiting on a resurrection to which the scripture says they will be given 100 years to be judged. Why aren't they being judged now? Because they're deceived. They died in deception, not having known what salvation actually means and how to achieve it. You know, all of these things are shown, but the world skips over it. But then Revelation 12:9 says the whole world is deceived. Satan deceives the whole world. Oh, I don't believe that, they say. I can't believe that. But in the last days, I will establish my house, and then salvation will come. Well, what about all the prophets and apostles? If you knew your scriptures, you would know. And I won't explain it this sermon. I have other things to explain, but we do have it in the books. No, they didn't have salvation. No, it wasn't there. It's offered right now. We'll resurrect those, and the ones who lived, of course, a righteous life, as Yahshua in John 5 said, They're all going to hear his voice. They're going to come forth, those who practiced righteousness. Those who practice righteousness will be resurrected to live. Those who practice breaking the laws of Yahweh or sin, 1 John 3:4, sin is the breaking of Yahweh's laws, will be damned, resurrected to be sentenced to damnation. Well, here now in chapter 7, we see today's world. We see a war, of course, the nuclear wars being held back. If you see that in verses 1 through 3, we see the nuclear wars, and we see a couple of men here that no one knew who they were until the house of Yahweh was established and the work or the prophecies was starting to be brought out about the two witnesses and what their job would be. Then if you turn over to chapter 9 of Revelations, we see the war described here. And of course, it's nuclear war. We see the three colors given that make up the nuclear mushroom cloud that follows every nuclear bomb exploded. In Deuteronomy 28, we see this nuclear war also, and we see the color of the fallout dust that comes from it, that comes down from heaven until you be destroyed. The color of it, the texture of it, everything is shown there in that Hebrew, in the Hebrew words. How did they know this? How could those guys, well, that was the Stone Age, was it? Just out of the Stone Age or something? Of course, they didn't know how to read or write or anything like that. I don't know what was in the books. I guess drawings or something. Was that what was in the books? No. No, the scripture says it's a book of the law. Well, where did they get that? Could that have been what was saved by Noah? And of course, set up at the great house of Abel, which was called the great house of Yahweh, taught by Abel. Well, of course, all these things are shown. Look what you're missing. Look what the people, you people out there in the world, look what you're missing, the great wisdom, the great knowledge you're missing by not coming to Yahweh's house. And you know what? For salvation, Yahshua said, seek Yahweh and his righteousness. Now, surely everyone would know where that scripture is, but I'll tell you, write it down, please. Seek Yahweh and his righteousness. Yahweh and his righteousness. If you have a King James, that's Matthew 6:33. If you have a book of Yahweh, it's Matthew 6:33. Seek Yahweh and his righteousness. His righteousness? What is his righteousness? Well, be good. Do the Boy Scout sign when you cross the street with an old woman, helping her get from light to light. Well, no, it goes a little bit deeper than that. Deuteronomy 6, verse 23. This at 25. This is your righteousness, if you will do this. And then, of course, 1 John, or 1 Yochanan 3, and verse 4. Sin is the breaking of Yahweh's law. Verse 7, listen, all you churchgoers. Verse 7, don't let any man deceive you. He who practices righteousness, what is righteousness? I just told you. Why didn't you write it down? Aren't you sorry you didn't write it down? I'm not going to repeat it again. No, I'm back. I'll repeat it for the next 10,000 years at least. Don't let anyone deceive you. Let me say that verse again. 1 Yochanan 6, verse 7 now. Don't let any pope, any preacher, any church, any assembly deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous. But verse 8 now. He who sins. Well, what is sin? You just read it in verse 4. Sin is the breaking of Yahweh's laws. He who sins belongs to who? The devil, Satan. Yes. That's what separates the people of Yahweh from the people of Satan. One is stupidity, of course, and ignorance of the Holy Scriptures. The prophets always had to deal with that. So did the apostles. And the apostles will say, I hate for y'all to be ignorant of this fact, you know. But these are facts. They're scriptural facts. I hate for you to be ignorant of this fact. Now, of course, I know the people sitting here are not ignorant, and I know that this is, you're well familiar with these scriptures, but I'm speaking all over the world at this time, by the way. And praise Yahweh. The Barack Obama's brother, of course, he ran for office this past few months. And of course, we have more people in his country than he has people in his country. Thousands of thousands more. And of course, they're very grateful to get the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program there. Very soon, it will be in every person's mailbox or every person's kitchen, put on their table and mats or whatever, showing the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program will solve your problem. Yeah. As the card said. Well, I want you to read this now in Revelations, because the Revelation 7, the war 1 through 3 is held back. This is the nuclear wars, and then chapter 9, 13 through 18, we see that by these three in verse 18. Well, these are colors that are given there. And of course, the King James Version doesn't have it, but Strong's Concordance, all the Bible helps. They have these colors given in those words. They make up the mushroom cloud that will kill one third of the people, over a fourth part of the earth. This is the beginning of it now, in and around the great river Euphrates. And of course, we told in the book the nuclear baby exactly when that war would start. That was the scriptures. The scriptures tell exactly when the war would start. Then it would be held back, as chapter 7 says, for a certain length of time, and it's about to start again. And Yahweh shows this clearly. Now, in verse 20 here, we see something here that's very startling, because first off, you see a third part of man killed over that fourth part of the earth in and around the great river Euphrates, not touching America yet. And of course, scripture shows that America, remember, would be very strong, wealth-wise, military-wise, right up to the very end. That's what prophecy showed. How did they know that? Because Yahweh can forecast the future. He did it before he placed you here on earth. He did it before he created mankind. He actually knows and knew and prophesied before that time, gave the information to Abel, who wrote it down in a book, and that book, of course, was saved. Years later, they would discover the book, they would cry, they'd weep about it because it was hidden in some vault. And they'd clean out the vaults, and lo and behold, they would find it. What did they find when they clean out the Catholic vaults? They find hidden sins, like abortion, like you just saw on the news. But this wasn't the actual news script that I wanted showed, but probably we'll get that and show it next week. But I want to tell you what's going on in this world right now with murders. If you notice verse 20 and 21... it shows, even after a third part of man is killed over a fourth part of the earth, they still won't repent of their murders. They still won't repent. They got some doctors on trial right now. You probably saw this in the news. And it's very gruesome when a baby survives abortion and he's still alive. They have a very gruesome way in killing that baby. And the nurses, they describe it when they take limb cutters or something similar to limb cutters and cut the back of the baby's neck, his spinal cord, separating his brain from his body, Well, finally they admit, and this is what I was so pleased with, they finally admit this is murder. And they charge some with first-degree murder. But at least they finally admit it's murder. The Scripture calls it murder. Even back in the beginning, they called it murder. But they want to make out like, you know, well, that baby is not really a human being, you know. And we murdered him, and he's still alive, so we got to murder him again. And, of course, this is the reason why it's come to trial now, mainly because 2 Thessalonians says the men of sin are going to be revealed. Sin. What is sin? The breaking of Yahweh's laws. The world don't know this. Sin is failing to help the old woman across the street or grabbing her purse and taking off with it. Well, that would be sin, would it? And good, of course, is helping the woman or doing your, don't lie when you do your Boy Scout honor. You can lie otherwise, but hold up that Boy Scout now and really tell the truth this time, okay? Now, your hands on a Bible, or you solemnly swear it on court. Now, otherwise, but now you got to keep this. You got to make it the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you somebody. Well, of course, the gods. The people of the world don't even know what they're worshiping today when they worship God. Satan will tell you. In Genesis 3, if you'll read it, sin and you'll be like the gods. Well, Yahweh's not a god. He never was. They couldn't find his name written in any of the books of the gods. As I say, I'm preaching to the world mostly. I know you're well familiar with it. Well, here now in chapter 9, in verse 20, we see they wouldn't repent of their murders. If you'll bear with me just a second, I want to read you some very boring news articles. But here we see teenagers abuse in drugs. Now they're leaning more and more to this. And what the teens are saying is in this article is that, well, prescription drugs are acceptable. Now, get that in your mind, because this is democracy. This is what the Pope pushes. This is what was pushed by a man or a system. Not a man, but a system of men and their thoughts, their own sanctification of themselves. They came up with this idea of force rule. And, of course, that's what we see today, but they call it democracy, but they still got an army to enforce it. But democracy was taught in Israel by the elders, they called them elders at that time, who rose up against Samuel in 1 Samuel 7 and 8. It shows this clearly. They brought this teaching. They wanted a king to fight their battles for them. Well, what was going on that they needed a king to fight battles? The elders were out there continually with these people, and they were all over Israel. And there were more of them, many more of them, than there were the servant of Yahweh. And Samuel judged Israel at that time, but the coverage was rather bleak. And he was only around once a year to each locality where he would come and judge for a certain length of time. These elders said, we don't want this anymore. We want a king to fight our battles for us. Well, of course, this was the same thing that Cain chose. And Yahweh said, you're going to have continual war with this way of life that you have chosen. But it's yours. Take it and run with it, and we'll see how it comes out in the end. Or I will show you how it will come out in the end. And that's what he did to the world. And he said with Nimrod, the system Nimrod, he said, nothing will be withheld from them from this time. And here's the way the end is going to come about? Well, the end, of course, is one-third of the people will be killed, over a fourth part of the earth in and around the great river Euphrates. That's not the end of it. They still won't repent. They still won't repent. And the scriptures show that four-fifths of the earth's population will be wiped out before they lay down their arms. And the reason they're going to lay down their arms, in the last days I will establish my house, and it will bring my way to the people. Well, lo and behold, in the last days the house of Yahweh has been established. It's reaching the world with the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. And this program, people are seeing it and they're saying, you know, this would bring peace. This right here, this is what we need. So they want it in the prisons. Well, we put it in the prisons. We get great results. We put it in the schools. And lo, a teacher of 14 years, a senior teacher of 14 years said, this is the first time that I can actually say that there is no stealing going on in my classroom. It works. Now, this is what the world has rejected, righteousness. But they let people deceive them. They let this group of people deceive them and saying, well, Moshe told us a different story. He said, no, this is the way you keep the Sabbath, or this is the way you do this and that. And Yeshua said to them, you're just like your forefathers. You have the law, but you won't follow it. That's what the Savior said to them. But he says, if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. That's Matithya or Matthew 17 or 19, verse 17. Matthew 19, verse 17. Well, here are the teens now, the children. The children, they've got caught up in this. First off, there is no child without a child defect right now being born. And they have children that are so defective that the doctor said, they'll try to talk them into going ahead and killing the baby. And we'll use the baby for body parts. And there's high money in body parts, big money. And of course, money is a root of all evil. That the scripture, Yeshua, the Savior, Messiah, Yeshua Messiah actually spoke of. So there's great money in these body parts. So every baby that's killed, it's not discarded or burned or anything like that. The body parts are probably sold before the baby is ever murdered to begin with. And murder it is. But here now, on the other hand, we're saying the teenagers, 33% of them now say that they feel safer in taking prescription drugs. And some say, 27%, I believe it is, say that because the reason I feel safer is because my parents don't have as much trouble with me taking prescription drugs as they do drugs off the street. So now you've got a voting. You've got the majority, the majority is building. And with every article that goes out and the information that goes out, we teach the children, hey, let's accept this. And when we get to the point to where the democracy says, hey, we got more people voting for it than against it. So the Pope says, well, it's not all that bad, I see. Well, this is democracy for you. And, of course, this is what was pushed by Nimrod. This is what was pushed in Rome after the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians sent their Roman general to destroy the temple. That was 70 CE. Destroy the temple. Titus is his name. Look him up in history. He moved all the artifacts to Rome. Now, I know that's a big secret, not meant to be. It's in all the history books, but for some reason it's overlooked. But yes, what we see in the seven hills of Rome spoken of in the 17th chapter of Revelations, we see the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes. Now, they have agreed to live with each other, but their worship of gods is different. These worship this God who gives them the right to sodomy, the right to sodomize young children. Yes, this was a god. I'd like to point it out to your memory again that Genesis 3, Satan tells you, do this, practice this, and you'll be like the gods. You won't die, you have an immortal soul. Of course, the prophets and apostles don't say that. In fact, the third chapter of Yochanan says no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Now, if you have an immortal soul, then you would have eternal life abiding in you. But this is just one more lie, like Santa coming down the Christmas tree. Coming down the chimney to the Christmas tree. I got that the truth mixed up there just a little. And of course, the Easter Sunday, where the rabbits lay the eggs, it's just another lie like that. It's just filled with lies, like all Christianity is. You may as well face it, if you're a Christian, you know, you're worshiping nothing but lies. And you're doing exactly what Satan tells you to do, and you're like the gods. In fact, I've seen preachers say, you know, that was their goal. To be born into the God family. Well, of course, Yahweh is not a God. The Creator is not a God. He's never been classified as a God. How did his Savior classify him? As the Heavenly Father, the Creator. But praise Yahweh. Well, the gods can't give you eternal life either. But now here, back to the teens now. Now we got a problem. But it's getting better because more people are voting for it. Get this now. More people die. More people die of suicide now than are actually killed in automobile accidents. Now, this comes from certain things. Why are people dying by suicide? Why are they hating their lives so much? Well, some of them strap on bombs. So this includes hatred. Where are they getting the hatred? Why are we getting this hatred built up in the children's mind? And why do they think they have to have drugs to live or to think? Many of them think that they have to have drugs to help them think or do a show. Elvis Presley was one of them. After 11-year study, they found this out. Well, the cause, I can tell you what the scripture shows. One of them is drugs, as we'll see here in just a moment in Revelations 9. One of them is drugs, plus fornication, adultery, bestiality, and sodomy. You know, when I started bringing out the real cause of global warming, and I started bringing out the microorganisms that we were dealing with, And of course, the great kingdoms that are out there that you can't see. Billions of kingdoms in your body that you can't see. And I started bringing out things from the scripture that 40 years ago, 25 to 40 years ago, we brought this out in the house of Yahweh, this great wisdom of Yahweh that he shows in the Holy Scriptures. Well, now, I noticed the scientists are picking up on this. They started investigating it long ago. And now they're actually seeing the atmosphere. This is a new one now that's just out. But they're actually seeing the atmosphere and seeing that it's actually made up of microorganisms. Isn't that a blessing? Praise Yahweh. And they got cameras now that can actually see these things in the way of a shadow. And they're getting stronger cameras all the time. So this knowledge will increase. Knowledge that we put out there years ago. And, of course, the cause of all sickness, disease, the hatred in the person's mind. I was reading an article this week, what the eating pork does to the mind, how it actually goes in, enters the brain, and it keeps the person from overcoming anger. It weighs on some more than others, but it does, it's there. And of course, people go to jail for murder because of this. But they're following the preacher who eats swine's flesh. Yes, following the preachers who eat swine's flesh. If you look over to Isaiah quickly, Isaiah 65, and we see here that this is the nation of Israel, and when the elders started ruling, they couldn't agree among themselves, but the strong ones survived. And of course, there was four world ruling kingdoms that Daniel saw that rose out of this big mess, and they themselves combined their strength. And of course, they moved to Rome, and from there, they are the rulers of the kings of the earth, as Revelation 17 showed. But here in Isaiah 65 and verse 4, he says, "Who assemble," speaking to about this bunch, "who assemble and spend the night keeping memorials to the dead." That's where they worship the dead on Halloween. This is called Halloween. And of course, they still do today. "Who eat swine's flesh, and the broth of abominable things are in their vessels." That doesn't mean their pitchers or cups or plates. It means their blood vessels, if you want to look up the Hebrew word. It's in their vessels, and of course it proceeds to the brain and so forth. But notice they follow the priest who eats swine's flesh. Well, what preacher do you know today that doesn't eat swine's flesh? The Seventh-day Adventist is the only one that I can think about that doesn't eat swine's flesh. There are some others that won't. Well, now they had this commercial, or will have this commercial going, about the woman that lived 107 years because she ate bacon every day, she said, and that she credited that to her long life. So they're going to use this. And I forgot the weenie factory that's going to sell billions of weenies here. Because they're, of course, pork weenies. And they drive around in a goofy-looking car. But turn over to the next chapter there, Isaiah 66, and notice verse 17. "These sanctify themselves." That is, they set themselves apart. Yahweh doesn't set them apart, but they set themselves apart as holy. And the previous chapter there said, "Stand by yourself, don't come near us, we're holier than you." Here they say they sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, following after the priest in the midst of those who eat swine's flesh. That which is offered to the gods, that's, again, I want to remind you, Genesis 3 and verse 5. "Do this, sin, and you will be like the gods." That's what the gods do. They sin. They practice sin. That's the reason you have all of these gods in Rome. Now, they have agreed, the people have agreed to live with each other and uphold and protect each other while they disagree on their practices, but their practices are all sin, sodomy, and yes, abortion, killing babies. I'll show you that in just a moment. "Who eats swine's flesh, that which is offered to the gods, and the rodent will be consumed together," says Yahweh. You think he's going to take that back? Well, of course, the preachers are preaching, well, Jesus did it. He cleansed the pig. You know, you'd be surprised what the word Jesus means. And of course, we have it available if you want to find out the true meaning of Jesus and who chose it. It's not the Savior's name. The Savior's name was Yahshua. It's given in the Holy Scriptures. They removed the name Yahweh and the name of the Savior from the Holy Scriptures and replaced them with words such as Lord and God. The word Lord, as any Unger's Bible Dictionary will tell you, comes from the word rabbi. And those, they worship the dead. They keep memorials to the dead. You're worshiping dead rabbis, or now they call themselves popes. And of course, you're worshiping the dead popes who see nothing or know nothing. They didn't see anything or know anything when they was alive, and they know less now when they're dead. They have no way to salvation. The gods don't give salvation. Only Yahweh himself promised that to mankind. Praise Yahweh. He promises to make man in his own image after his likeness and give him authority. There's no reason why you should even be here on earth. Mankind has no other reason to exist than that right there. The creation of Yahweh to create himself a kingdom that will rule the entire universe with righteousness. And that's what the apostle said. We look for a kingdom where righteousness dwells. That was the apostle Kepha, which they changed his name to Peter. What a joke. And I said, now here in Revelations now, back to Revelations, he says, in verse 14, he said, and I said to him, ruler, you know, and he said, to me, these are those which came out of great tribulation. That's the tribulation that we see in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, which will darken the sun, verse 29, and have washed their robes and made themselves white with the blood of the Lamb. In chapter 22 of Revelations, chapter 22, if you'll look there, and we see the Savior coming. Chapter 22, the last, very last chapter in the Bible, King James or not, very last chapter, verse 12 shows it's the Savior doing the speaking. And then verse 13 says, I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who keep his, that is the Father's, commandments. Keep his commandments. Well, what else is there besides that? Damned are those who are not. That is Yochanan or John 5. John 5. It's all shown there that Yahshua, the Messiah, is given authority as judge. And he says those who have not practiced righteousness will be resurrected only to be damned. Now, that's those that are called and had the opportunity. As 2 Kepha said, you had the laws given unto you. And he said, you rejected them. He said, you're like dogs that have turned to their own vomit or the filthy pig that you eat, who we wash. And then he turns back to wallowing in the mud. He said, you'd have been better off not to even been given the way of righteousness than to have had it given to you and then rejected it. But the Savior says, blessed are those who keep his laws, that they may have right to the tree of life. They have no right to the tree of life. What is that? It's given in Genesis, the tree of righteousness. And along with it, yes, Yahweh allowed it. Along with it in the same garden, he said, now here's another one, but don't touch it. The tree of righteousness and evil. Righteousness and evil, the mixture. And of course, that's what you see in the world today. We help the old lady across the street. Yes, we take her purse on the way, take her shoes, whatever. They're fighting over telephones now. I just saw on the news. I would have got that clip. Maybe we can still get it. Saw on the news last week. This is really big time. If you got an expensive phone, you better be careful walking down the street using it. They showed the man come up behind the woman, grabbed the phone. She went to fighting him. He slammed her up against a wall, trying to knock her loose from her phone, which is really, she was willing to give her life for that phone to keep it. And now they're trying to figure out a way. Now, this is the schools of higher learning. Hey, we've created this monster here that's causing deaths even. They kill them to get these things. So we've got to find a way that this phone will be shut off unless the owner is using it only. Well, now that's next on the menu. That'll cost you a few hundred also, along with the vault. Well, Yeshua says now, here's the way to peace. Keep the commandments of Yahweh. Oh, don't steal, huh? Wow. Man, what a blessing that would be. Then there would be no stealing phones, right? No stealing at all. We wouldn't go to Afghanistan and steal their oil either, would we? So that would close down one war. From what comes wars and fighting? That's what the Apostle James, or Jacob actually, said. What brings wars and fightings? Is it not from your lust? Well, there's a commandment that says don't lust after other people's properties, things. Don't lust after his daughter, his manservant, his maidservant, his wife, and so forth. Well, if you don't lust after them, you know, if you keep the commandments of Yahweh, you see how much sense this makes? Surely. Well, some people are actually waking up to how much sense this makes. And they're saying, why isn't this being taught? One preacher walks in the DA's office with our bag that says, what's for lunch today, our box. And you open it and it says, peaceful solution. That's what's for lunch. That's what we're going to be studying today. And he said, do you see what these people are putting out all over the country here? And the DA looked at it and he said, yeah, I saw that. I wonder why we're not doing that. You know, some people are really waking up to this fact. The people in Israel, 32 teachers, plus the minister of education, said, we want this here. We could, praise Yahweh, we could take, as one of our deacons brought out in one of his sermons here, we could take the money from one nuclear bomb and we could take this to all nations, the peaceful solution lunchbox. We could take it to every nation on earth. Then we would have some sense in that country. To people that's still thinking that the popes can answer your prayers when they're dead. They can't answer them now. They're searching for solutions right now to try to stop some of the mess they've started by rejecting Yahweh's laws. Yes, that's the popes, the leaders of the kings of the earth, which Revelation 17:1 said. Well, Yeshua said, blessed are those that is going to keep his commandments because they have right to the tree of life. The tree of life, as he showed to Adam, the tree of life is righteousness, 100% righteousness. And the only way you have right to that tree of life is by keeping the laws of Yahweh. That's what your Savior is saying right there in that verse. I'm not lying. The world is lying. They're deceived. They lie deep in sin. And of course, there's no salvation there at all. They're lying about that too, like Santa Claus coming down the chimney, like the rabbit laying colored eggs. They're all the same lies. That's what Christianity is made out of. It's made up of nothing but lies. Now, if you're honest with yourself, whoever's hearing this, if you're honest with yourself, now if you want to be deceived, that's fine. But if you're at all honest with yourself, you know I'm telling the truth. Praise Yahweh. The truth is, keeping the commandments will bring peace. That's what Isaiah 2 shows. In the last days, I'm going to establish my house. It's going to bring you the truth. And after you learn this truth, then you will learn war no more. That same chapter shows. They'll beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. You know, this is the emblem they got at the UN. And I noticed it there when I was there. They got it printed big and clear for everyone to see. But they don't show what brings it about. It's these right here, what your Savior said. Don't lust after other people's property. Do no murders. Don't kill. Don't commit adultery. Don't even lust after the man's wife, as the Savior said. Of course, they don't pay any attention to the words of the Savior, and you know that. You're a liar if you tell yourself they do. You're telling yourself a lie, and you're the liar that tells yourself that lie. The Savior said, the Savior himself said, if you lust after a man's wife, you've committed adultery with her already in your mind. Blessed are those who keep his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For outside are dogs. You know what dogs are? This is not four-legged dogs. It's spoken of in the Hebrew, too. You couldn't bring the price of a dog into the house of Yahweh. You couldn't bring the dog in unless he repented. The dogs were sodomites. Sodomites, homosexuals. They want to make out like that's clean. You know, your scripture doesn't say such a thing. You need to read 1 Corinthians 6. Jesus didn't change it. Neither did Yahshua the Savior. Outside of the dogs, the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers. Notice the murderers. Murderers. Well, the people, the children that are taking these drugs and ruining their minds. Who's the murderers anyway that causes this suicide? Who's causing this? The religious leaders are the cause of it. The history of the popes has always been democracy. Now, democracy in itself is great. That is in its original meaning. But they use that word to bring forth sin. And of course, if something is more popular, they have more votes for it, then the Pope will, of course, agree to it. They try to hide the abortions that's going on. But these are Catholic hospitals. And they're spread throughout the land, and murders are being committed. And they admit this is murder, and they charge the doctors with murder. Now, admitting their own selves that this is murder. And of course, they will not repent of their murders. Strange history of the church's position on abortion. Still causing problems. In a nutshell, the actual attempts to argue, complete with supporting evidence, that the church's teaching on abortion has differed widely over the centuries. The reason it differs widely over the centuries is because of the votes for or against. And if the people, like in Israel, yes, it's going on in Israel, yes, it's practiced clear back in Egypt. You know, people hide themselves, their heads in the sand like the ostrich, and they never know what's going on and what has gone on. That's the reason we tell you on the prophetic word. We tell you like it was, like it is, and like it's going to be. And that's the prophecies in your Bible. But in deciding these 12 tribes, and they were warring among themselves, what were they warring about? Why were they going to war? Well, lust, but also scripture. The book of the law was found, and they wept and they mourned, and they went to turn into this book of the law and repenting to Yahweh. We find that in chapter 7 of 1 Samuel also. They got in trouble, and of course they were afraid of their enemies, and the enemies were killing everyone. Everyone was an enemy. They has turned every man's sword against his neighbor. But they would have strong systems set up. They would, like the Nimrod system, they would recruit men that bring them to Babylon, and they would make soldiers out of them, and those soldiers would be sent out to take other colonies in and bring them. And this is how they became strong and rich and wealthy, and they're taking the wealth and ruling the people and say, but where the problem was, they would find righteousness. Somewhere along the line, someone would get a hold of some scripture that actually showed righteousness, and they would start teaching it. And lo and behold, they'd try to wipe them out. But they couldn't wipe it out. It kept spreading and spreading and spreading. And still is today. They'd like to wipe it out, but they can't. But here, what the Catholic Church does, they won't take a stand. And of course, they have people out here doing it. It's their people, their hospitals. They've got to know about it. But if asked in public, they will make some psychological statement to deceive the people where it's vague and they don't know whether they're saying yes or no. They don't know whether they're saying we're against it or for it. But then as the people, they keep a poll, of course, and they do this through computer now. But they had great piles of records before this. And they knew everyone everywhere because they sent out their soldiers. They had what they called inquisitions, which they would bring people into court and they would inquire about their sayings and doings. And then if they let them go back to their place, they would have neighbors keep close eyes on them to find out if they were actually worshiping Yahweh, doing some kind of righteousness that is found in the Holy Scriptures. And today, if you notice the propaganda that's brought against people who claim to be following the laws, or Christians like Jim Jones, who they accused of killing his own people, I rather doubt that. Applegate, who they also accused. I don't know if the facts are true there. We do see that when a person uses the name Yahweh or starts keeping the feast, then persecution is brought against those people, and many of them have been wiped out. That's what occurred in Waco not too long ago, not too many years ago. The Davidian group, they called themselves. They kept the feast and they used the name Yahweh. And of course, they had them investigated, could find nothing wrong. This was your Inquisition, still going on. Could find nothing wrong. Finally, they went in and burned them to death. And this was what is shown on a film called Waco, the Big Lie. Still being shown today. Well, in a nutshell now, they hide it, but it's only if it is done to hide. Let me read the rest of that. I see, differed widely. Hardening only relatively recently into the current condemnation of abortion as homicide. Now, that's the present trials that are taking place now. It also argues these are records that was found that are something like 16 years old in the Catholic Church and brought to life by this man. It also argues that abortion has at times been condemned only if it is done to hide sexual sin. And of course, you know, this goes out to the public and there's a great hatred and people start falling away from the Catholic Church. And of course, they try to hide it then, but it's, again, they condemn it openly when in fact, undercover, they are catering to this sin. So abortion is permittable at that point, and points out that abortion has been at times condemned as a form of contraception, but not homicide. Church has not always been consistent in its explanations of the exact nature of sin. Well, what is sin? What does your scripture say is sin? 1 John 3:4, sin is the breaking of the law. Exclusively, 20 years of abortion in Ontario Catholic Hospital. London, the chief of the Diocese of London, an Ontario candidate, recently admitted a LifeSite News, or to LifeSite News.com, in an interview that St. Joseph's Catholic Hospital in London has been performing early induction procedures in the case of diagnosed lethal fetal abnormalities for 20 years, under the ethical direction of St. Michael. In an early abduction, the mother, I've got to avoid pronouncing some of these words. In an early abduction, the mother is induced into labor at a point so early in the pregnancy that even a healthy baby, even a healthy child, would be unable to live outside the womb without specialized intensive care. Under such circumstances, a severely disabled child will likely not live more than a few minutes. Well, they do admit that it has a life for a few minutes, don't they? Religious groups celebrate day to thank abortion doctors. Yes, you see the division here. Well, some people now are seeing this and they're rising up against abortion. So the Catholic Church is still not taking a stand yet. But when it comes to a majority where it really passes up and it gives the majority a large enough majority, the Catholics say they will come forth and say, oh yeah, we've been doing that all along. You know, we agree with you 100%. This is their stand. This is democracy. This is why they push it in all countries. Democracy gives the Catholic Church control over all nations. Turn to Revelation 17, and you'll see this very thing. Revelation 17, and there came one of the seven Malachim, these are messengers, who had the seven bowls, and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the sentence of the great whore. The great whore. This is what Yahweh inspired Yochanan to write for you in these last days. The word sets mean judges. Judges. Well, now we have two popes. Two popes as judges over the nations. This was a setup, and there's a lot to follow this great psychological move on the Pope's part. And 2 Thessalonians shows you that this deception is really going to be terrific this time. It's already started, but it's really going to be great in this last time just before the wars take place. Wars, nuclear war, famine, and disease epidemics. That is shown in chapter 9 that will kill a third part of the people, over a fourth part of the earth, in and around the great river Euphrates, and they still won't repent after that, but it will spread throughout the whole world, including now the United States. The United States will be the last to fall, but it does show, prophecy shows that yes, it is going to fall. The great whore that sets on many waters. Waters. Waters sets out on the waters. Look on over to verse 15 of that same chapter. And he said to me, the waters which you saw where the whore sets, the whore, notice it calls her a whore, sets are peoples and multitudes and nations and languages. Well, you see this democracy that we are pushing. Democracy is great if it was according to what the word actually means. But they take this democracy and they use it not for righteousness, but to do away with righteousness. They don't want righteousness in their lives. The gods that they follow, Yeshua said, they love what they're doing. They love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. So they bring forth this to all nations through a word they call democracy. And they use it by force, armed forces, as Revelation 13 shows, of course, with the two great nations, the two great armies, and so forth, bringing this forth to all the world. And, of course, as a result, we see what they're condemning now, what they're praising on the one hand, and what they're condemning on the other hand. People rising up against abortion because they see the evil in it now. They're finally seeing the evil after it's spread like it's spreading right now, and the trials that are taking place, and the butcher shops that used to be called hospitals, butchers of human beings. They were once called hospitals. If you want to go deeper into this, be here next Sabbath. Be here next Sabbath. Now, tomorrow evening, we're going to need everyone here about 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. that can possibly hear, no, 5, 5 to 8 p.m. that can possibly be here. Well, please show up, be dressed and ready for services, and films are going to be made, pictures are taken, are going to be taken. Here's a promotion, for the peaceful solution. We have some great, important guests, very important guests that'll be here. I won't say who, because I don't want to let the enemy know. But anyway, be here about 5 and be dressed and ready, and pictures will be taken. Everybody's asking about the ballistic missile down here at the front. Someone said they saw a missile. Somebody wrote a song about it, I think. It landed on the 44. Anyway, that'll be revealed, not tomorrow, but probably Pentecost. It won't be fired at Pentecost. I think they have a date. Has the date been picked yet? Yes, no? Okay. We'll let you know in plenty of time so you can see the blast off. And it'll be on the internet, so you can follow it on the internet, and the blast off day, and you can get your 2 cents worth in. I'll get my 1 cent worth in. I hope we got a picture of this lively audience to go out on this film, because everybody's been asking for this film. So that's the reason I took so much time here today to bring this sermon. But it's going out live now, but it'll also be for people to get and use in this Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. I love you. Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader.